Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
By the way, you gotta work on your Stallone. We need a lower register. Ooh.
Sports Talk Saturday.
That was an incredible Stallone. I've been doing that since I was a kid. You can't touch it.
Ooh. There's food in your mouth. Ooh.
There's food in your mouth.
Adrian.
On WGR.
That's disgusting.
Sports Radio 550.
Ooh.
A different sort of Sports Talk Saturday for you here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here at KeyBank Center for
live.
A mini show, live. But live, miniature, but still fantastic as we get you ready for your weekend here on WGR. And it's, Joe's a little cold.
Yeah, it is. It's a little brisk up here. First time up in the press row for the Sabres. Been here for the Bandits, of course, mm-hmm. after their championship clinch and all last season.
Yep.
There's not an ice rink, though, for that. So I may have underestimated the temperatures up here. Maybe we'll wear a thicker quarter zip next time. Might have to do that.
There
but,
you go.
Hey, the vibes are high after a big win for the Buffalo Sabres a couple nights ago. Can they keep it up against the Florida Panthers, who a little weaker than they were last year? I don't know. We're going to talk all about it, though, for this hour. We've got all of the stats I could possibly have, thanks to our own Tom Maddie in front of us. The tree stump. You can hear it, like, crickling all the, you know. We could not be more excited to break this game down and get into it, because it is, Sam Reinhart, you're getting some familiar faces back here as well, so it's going to be a little interesting.
I mean, obviously he's been there for a little bit now, but
a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's
still he was a fan favorite here, though, at least.
It's going to be a good test for them, though, especially because you smacked around Ottawa, who put a backup goalie in front of you. You made them pay for it, and it was a brilliant type of game, especially with how your season started. You start with three games, and it could not have gone as badly as it could.
That was the worst-case scenario.
You scored two goals in three total games. Nathan MacKinnon had matched your scoring in one performance, as a matter of fact, through your whole season after the third game against Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then you needed to have an opportunity to give the fans something to cheer about, and that second period, first of all, they get off to another poor start. It was only four shots in the first period.
At least they were consistent.
But the problem is that you're being outshot 13-4.
Yeah.
And then Ottawa goes ahead and they score on a power play. You challenge for goaltender interference. You go back shorthanded because of it. And then Tuck takes a slashing penalty where you want to try to argue it, but like there's evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stick has been slashed in half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, unfortunately, there's not much you're going to be able to get away with on that one. Like the fans are getting restless, they're booing, like everything, the 9 miles and everything, and then all of a sudden that second period becomes an eruption for them.
Yep.
Four goals.
They kicked it into gear.
Kind of showed you the team that they can promise to be.
And what we thought, like, we were both very positive. I had become very positive going into the first few games.
That's what everyone was kind of expecting from this team from the start. Josh Norris getting injured doesn't help, don't get me wrong. But look at Zach Benson coming back. I mean, they changed. They, like you said, erupted on that team. They couldn't be stopped for a good chunk there, and that's what we're wanting to see out of this team. Some fight, if you will.
It's not even necessarily about fight. It's just making sure that if you're going to be intending these games, you're getting your money's worth on it, and that is exactly what happened in the second period there. It seems like this iteration of the team really does thrive in the scenario of be fun.
Yes.
Fast and loose. Who cares about the structure at this point? They seem to almost be at their best when they are fast and loose.
And that's when, I mean, you're absolutely right, at their best. A couple years ago, the one-point-out season, that was as fast and loose as you could possibly get. There was no defense. It was
right.
Just an absolute cluster on the ice at all times, but in the best possible way, controlled chaos for the Sabres. They're not at that point right now. They're not where they were. Maybe for the best, right? They are playing a little bit of defense, and the goaltending's been great. That season,
yes.
Not so much.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they are still getting back to that high-event hockey, and we saw that the other night. So hoping that continues. That's the product you want to see on the ice.
At the very least, it's the most entertaining thing you can do.
It's also kind of weird how this season started. It's almost identical to last season. Three losses to start, and then a divisional opponent comes along, and that's where you get your first win. We'll see if, you know, it continues on that trend today. But.
And now you can continue that trend in a very similar parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the first time they faced Florida at home, Florida was banged up, injured coming into this game.
Yep.
And they took advantage of it.
Take advantage again. Especially the only thing.
Don't apologize for Tkachuk and Barkov being out of this lineup.
It's like what we say with the Bills. Don't apologize. Their schedule's easy if they make it all the way.
And,
right?
then
they lose two rough games. Well, that'll be a whole different. It's a Sabres day today, but. On the bye week, especially.
I did kind of want to have a little bit of a topic discussion of like what you like to do during a bye week on that sort of thing, but we didn't have enough time today for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. You can't discredit the win because of something easy and coincidental that can't be controlled, right?
Yeah, Ottawa played their backup goalie. You made him pay for it.
Well, you made him pay for it. It's an understatement. He couldn't stop anything. Hang a slice of Swiss cheese in the net, you might have gotten better production out of that.
Yeah, it was to a point where, like, the first goal is kind of an innocuous way to tell you how it was going to end up going, actually.
Yeah, the weird bounce off the wall back over. Like, it was just the weirdest possible thing that could have happened.
He's retreating back into the net. It bounces off of him.
Yeah.
And they don't ask how. They ask how many, and the Sabres decided that the number was 8.
And what a number that was.
It was a great game. It's an opportunity now to build on it. Because now I have to say the thing that is going to be slightly concerning, and that's this. If you don't look good today against an injured Florida team, are you back to square one?
And I think that's the tough part, right? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, the vibes of the win were immaculate. I'm not bought in by any means.
Right.
After the first three games, we need to see them come back to 3-3 in the fashion they won the other night.
Right.
Then I will be buying in somewhat, right? Today, it's a big game. And I feel like every game for the Sabres is going to be a big game until they really prove who they are, right? Because they have to come out here and show. They have to come out here and show out. If they don't, you're, like you said, right back to square one. Ground zero, if you will. It's just, I don't know. It's a tough spot to be in if you are a player, if you are a coach on this team, because one game isn't the end of the world at the end of the day. They have a long season.
Right.
They have a long season. It's just the 14 years on the back of them, I feel like, and Tage Thompson was kind of speaking to this the other night.
Yes, he was.
Like, they can't control the past. Absolutely right. You're 100% right. But unfortunately, the organization kind of has the past on its back, and that's the problem right now.
I would agree with that sentiment. If when he said that, you had scored more than 2 goals in 3 games. It is not about the past. It is about the fact that you were being...
Right. It was more to the product you put out there.
Scored by one player.
Yeah.
on a lot of teams, actually.
Yes. And if you look at the scoring from that week.
Yeah, you look from the scoring from the first week of the season. Through the first 2 games, they were being outscored by Ryan Reeves.
Yeah.
A guy who's best known for punching people.
Yeah, right.
And... So, yeah, no, like, I didn't really necessarily like those comments last week from Thompson, but you then went ahead and turned it around.
Ready? The pressure's on you. You want to make sure that the season's not ending, as he said it.
Mm-hmm.
What better way than to respond the way that he did?
Right. Put your money where your mouth is. Right?
Exactly. You want to say that it's not over by any means. You want to say that it's not anything about a season being on the line. You go ahead and you perform like that. That's what you're supposed to do when you make comments like that.
Yeah. And it's not, I saw people saying it was Eichel-ish and things like that. It's not at that point yet.
No.
Let's not jump the gun on any of that. There's a lot of the season still in front of them. But like I said, every game counts. This game today going to count. I feel like, are we scoreboard watching already? Like, I don't know. I kind of did the other night.
I'm not scoreboard watching.
Points wise, see where people are ending up. But
I'm not scoreboard watching because Tampa's 1-2-2.
Right.
They're going to figure it out.
Tampa always kind of does. They're
Tampa's
always
good enough. They'll figure it out. But can Buffalo just start racking up points on their own, independent of what the rest of the league is doing? Because that's what matters most right now for them, at least to start the season. Because are you last year's team without the 14-game playoff?
The 13-game slide?
Yeah, the 13-game slide in December.
Right.
Are you that team last year?
That team last year makes the playoffs without that 13-game slide.
And that's where the problem lies.
Yeah.
And that's the equation we're going to try to solve this year. Are you the team from last year just without that ghastly 13-game losing streak?
Because on the opposite ends of that, I mean, there was even a chance after that. I get it. It's the 2% they've run with for the past three seasons of making the whatever it was, right? But, like, there was a chance after that. They did play well coming out of that. They figured it out.
Consider.
Just don't let it get to that point again.
Consider that when they played the string out, so to say, with this season, you also had the opportunity. Like you said, it was like 2% chance. Playing last in the East for the entire year.
Yeah.
And yet you don't finish in last. And you're not dead until the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
That's impressive in itself.
They had a playoff spot before the slide. Keep it. Hang on to it if you get it. That's it.
If this is going to be similar to last year, this is an opportunity to show that. Are you that team from last year? And can you become that team without that streak?
Because realistically, if they're able to do so, if they just make a series, Derek,
make it a series.
You don't even have to. A sweep could happen. It's just being there. I think that would be the straw off the camel's back at that point. Then you have fresh ground to continue to tread forward.
In a sense,
it's an interesting spot to be at this point. And four games in, talking about how meaningful games are is a little crazy to me, just as a sports fan and whatever. But, I mean, to our points, they do, and they will for this team matter. So, I don't know. We shall see what the Florida Panthers have to bring to the table today. But I got to say, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch some Sabres hockey, and hopefully they keep it up.
Some Sabres hockey in due time here, as we're looking at less than 2 hours before puck drop there.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend should be a good one. Like, there's no Bills. There's no necessarily desire for me to watch a lot of football this weekend. I kind of want to take the entire weekend off.
Just detox.
My feet back,
yeah.
And not worry about football for a moment. It's actually very relaxing. And then I watched Game 5 of the ALCS, and my stress is back.
Yeah.
Why? At this point, I've made it very abundantly clear that I am a Toronto supporter, but I'm very easily not close to being the top Toronto Blue Jays guy at our station. That goes to the man that's now sitting to my left, Pat Mellicaro.
Hi, guys. Great to be with you today.
Thank you
for having me on.
It's always great to be able to have you join us, Pat. And Pat, I need you now more than ever. The series is on the brink. Toronto needs to win to force Game 7. It's all or nothing now for the Toronto Blue Jays.
The thing I'll tell you is, look at what Toronto had to do over the final weekend of the regular season and now to this point.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Jays had a 5-game lead, about a week and a half left in the regular season over the Yankees. New York comes back. It's tied with 4 games to go in the regular season. The Blue Jays held the tiebreaker. Not all they had to do, but what they had to do was just do whatever the Yankees did. And they did. The Blue Jays won all 4 games. They controlled their own fate, and they won the division. The Blue Jays go on to beat the Yankees in the divisional round in convincing fashion, and then drop the first two to Seattle. And Game 1, was up for grabs.
Right.
3-1 final. Kevin Gausman gets pulled early. Say what you want. I mean, to me, that could be the moment of the series you look back on and say, missed opportunity to win game one, but whatever. Game two, a blowout win for the Mariners. Seattle's riding high. The Blue Jays' backs are up against the wall again. What do? They win two straight. Two really blowout wins.
Yes.
And it was after Seattle scores first. The Blue Jays have, every time this year, they're the best team at comeback wins in the regular season. Their backs have been up against the wall a couple of times. I have no doubt that the Blue Jays can go into tomorrow at home with Treya Savage on the mound. Even though he struggled this last time out, and it's the same starting pitching matchup most likely tomorrow as it was game two, that the team offensively will put together a strong enough performance. The question mark to me is George Springer's knee okay? That was the snowball last night when Springer gets hit on the back knee, can't stay in the game, and then it kind of unraveled in the Blue Jays late in the game. But when their backs have been up against the wall, they've been able to come through.
Pat, you sold me on it. I'm ready to get hurt again. But
well, the last time we spoke, Pat, but just while the Blue Jays and Yankees were playing, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., the concern was the slump he was kind of in to end the season. He's completely shut that down at this point. He's been lights out the entirety of the playoffs so far. He could be a big difference maker tonight. Last night, he still got a couple bases, don't get me wrong. No home run from him, though. Do you think he'll bounce back in the game six, like in the big moment kind of thing?
I do, and you know, going into the playoffs, what's one thing we talked about? I didn't lay out the number for you, but he had only three hits
right. In
three total playoff series going into this year, and he's had three straight games with home runs at one point. So, and he homered in that first game of the playoffs as well to help with that big offensive onslaught by the Blue Jays. So I think, yeah, for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., this was his coming out party. The question to me was, without Bo Bichette, was he going to, without that protection, was he going to be able to step up? And he resoundingly answered that in the first two games of the divisional round. And, yeah, funny, you know, what he did with David Ortiz post-game after after clinching that. But if you have hit nearly 600 in the series, you can do that, right?
Right.
And he's gone on to perform in this round again. So, to me, it's a lot like, similar to the Sabres. We know Tage Thompson is going to score. He's going to have between 40 and 50 goals. We know Alex Tuch is going to score and perform offensively.
Yeah.
It's when those days they're not, who's going to step up in their absence? We saw 8 goals the other day here for the Sabres in a big blowout win against the Senators. That's what has made Ernie Clement, Nathan Lucas, Andrés Giménez homering in two straight games, allowing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to settle in. There's going to be a game where he doesn't have it. And he's had one of those games in this series already. And if he doesn't get a hit in his first at-bat tomorrow in the bottom of the first inning, that's okay because the other players have stepped up when he hasn't had a hit and have come through.
It's one of these things where you can look at how Toronto, like you said, they've been able to go through the adversity portions of their season several times now. And it was already impressive enough that you drop games 1 and 2 of the ALCS, and the second one being, you know, dominant fashion for Seattle. But then you go ahead and you answer the bell. You make it a series again, and you force a return to Toronto. No matter what happens in Game 5, you force a return home. And now you get to have a chance where in baseball, those difference in records between home and away, they do matter. The first four games aren't necessarily what I'd call the norm, seeing the road team winning every game of a playoff round in the first four games. That's kind of uncommon. Now you have a chance, last bat, have a chance to once again push back on this thing and continue the season and try to give the fans a little bit of magic here, that true October magic for the fans at home. And if not, it's what happens, but also I'd say all in all, considering the start to the season that the Toronto Blue Jays had when we were first talking about them all the way at the beginning of the year, Pat, this is awesome, to say the least.
It is, and I'll be the first to tell you. When we were talking in previously, I was skeptical of what Max Scherzer was going to bring. He was not on the divisional series roster, understand that. Chris Bassett was not on the divisional series roster, understanding why. I thought Chris Bassett was going to get a start. Now, he ended up being the swing man in the bullpen, and he's going to be that first guy out of the pen. For John Schneider tomorrow night, it is all hands on deck outside of Kevin Gausman. There's no guarantee of that game seven. You know, throw whatever cliche you want, but there's no guarantee of anything beyond the inning you're in.
Right.
So if Treya Savage struggles early, Chris Bassett will be that next guy up trying to give you some length. Who saw what Max Scherzer did on Thursday night coming.
Whoa.
Not just because of that, but because of the pitch sequence and selection. I think John Smoltz has been just absolute lights out money in terms of his analysis all playoff long, and he's been really good first with Joe Buck and now with Joe Davis of analyzing the pitch sequence and selection and what should happen in a sequence. And I think his analysis of what Scherzer did on Thursday was just absolutely perfect. And it's what we hadn't seen from Scherzer, really, even when he was successful in early August. The breaking ball is what made him a difference maker. So if you're John Schneider, you love the fact that you've got Max Scherzer set up for potentially game seven now of the championship round because of days off and everything, and he's going to want to go back out there. So I think you look at the way things set up right now, and if you're John Schneider, your pitching is in a good spot. Trey Savage is a question mark. He's been good. It's one of those things. You're good until you're not, right?
Right. Yep.
And he was okay in that game two start. But knowing him a little bit, and this is where I'll lean on having met Trey as a member of the Bisons, and what I had heard about him was his attitude. You don't know if he's happy, if he's upset, whatever. He's always the same. And I think that's the mentality you have to take. And for Yu Savage, the moment has not been bigger than him, and I don't expect that to change tomorrow evening.
And I think that also it was a mix. Like when he ends up ultimately taking that loss in game two, the bats weren't working yet either. The bats were not there to give him as much of a support. It was a mix of those kinds of things. And it was the same with Gausman. Both of his appearances, he was dealing. And unfortunately, neither of those end up in wins for Toronto. So sometimes that's just how it goes. I'm still happy to see that. They have, you mentioned it, like everybody but Gausman available to them. I'd imagine only if you're in like true desperation is Shane Bieber also being trotted out there, because he's probably your game seven starter the way that he pitched in game three.
Yeah, and you talk about Bieber and Scherzer. Those were two of the big acquisitions by the Blue Jays. And Scherzer was a little bit of a late signing, but this is why you get him. This is why you went out and made the trade for Shane Bieber. Really a low. I don't want to discredit Cal Steven because he's a very good pitcher, but you're trading a prospect for a known commodity, and I'll do that every day of the week, trading for something I know. Even though Shane Bieber was coming off Tommy John surgery, you have two former Cy Young winners, and in Scherzer's case, multiple Cy Youngs, throwing back-to-back in the League Championship Series. If you're Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro, that's what you ask for going into the playoff, is having those two guys available. And you're right, Bieber probably starts game seven. Scherzer's probably the piggyback pitcher if you need him. And if you can win game six, you like your chances going into game seven. And it's Luis Castillo on the other side for Seattle, so they're going to like their chances. But yep. I have to think this is the reason you went out and signed and traded for so much pitching as you have, because it sets up exactly how you want it.
So for a little bit of the script, I guess, for Game 6, realistically, how long do you think the starter, whoever it may be, would be staying in? Like, for a real recipe for success, when is the bullpen call made, you think? If you had to...
I mean, to me, Chris Bassitt is on alert the second the game starts.
Second the game starts.
Honestly, if you get into a bases-loaded situation in the top of the first inning, that's
not good.
Right. You may have to make the move and hope that Chris Bassitt can give you 3 innings, maybe 4 innings, and then figure it out from there. It's really, you are not guaranteed anything in that when you have that, lose and you're done situation. So if you're John Schneider, and I think that's the one thing, he's kind of learning from his mistakes on the fly as well. The Blue Jays had not won a playoff game under John Schneider until this year. So it's a little trial by error for him as well. He learned from, I think, pulling Kevin Gausman a little too early, and I get it. And Again, I think that Kevin Gausman should have gone further in game one, but you give up the home run, you give up the walk, and you say, I really want to win game one. It's a low-scoring affair. My bullpen has been so good for me this year. I'm going to go to them now. It blew up in their face. You learned from that yesterday. So I think John Schneider has really had a good feel for when to make a pitching change, when to make a change defensively in this series in all playoff long. And I think he has a good feel for the situation. And it's all hands on deck. It's if Trey Savage struggles, if he's throwing 30 pitches in the first inning,
yeah,
it's time to go.
Right, pull the plug as soon as you can.
Yeah,
is there Is there a weakness you've seen in Seattle so far that you think the Blue Jays can really, like, put pressure where it hurts on them at all? Or
Here's the thing about Seattle. I don't know that they've done anything well this playoff. Mm-hmm. And especially Luis Castillo, you go back to the starting pitching, he's your ace. And the Blue Jays hit him well. The thing Toronto does well, and the reason why they really blew out the Yankees, if you pitch in the zone, they're going to hit it. They were the least team with the least amount of strikeouts, swings, and misses in baseball in the regular season. This team was built by design to be a contact team. Sure, you're going to hit your home runs, but by and large, you're a gap-to-gap, extra base hit team, doubles team. And that's one thing both Seattle and the Yankees have done. They've pitched to contact a lot. Yes, you've got some pitchers, splitters, and swings and misses, but I haven't seen Seattle really blow me away in terms of Cal Raleigh's done a great job. Eugenio Suarez has run into a couple of home runs. Tell me who has actually put together offensively a series, not just a couple of at-bats. But it's worked. Like for as little as I think the Seattle Mariners have been able to do on the total over five games, it's worked to win three games. So whether it's the bullpen figuring it out, getting to the Blue Jays late. Again, yesterday, the Blue Jay bullpen. Look, Brennan Little has thrown, I looked up the number, 74 times between the regular season and the playoffs. He's tired.
Yeah.
It's October. I know why you go to Brennan Little, but he's tired. And he's pitched 74 times, but also pitcher will tell you, you know, you've gotten up and gotten loose, got hot, as they call it, probably 8 or 10 times besides that. So you're talking about somebody who has been up in the bullpen and throwing to get ready to go into a game at least 80 times in a season by this point. So that's the thing. If you're Seattle, you want to get to that bullpen right away because the Blue Jays have used their group of pitchers, guys like Jeff Hoffman, Sir Anthony Dominguez, since being acquired in the trade, they use them a lot. If you can get to that bullpen, there's a lot of pitchers in that bullpen like Brennan Little who have thrown a lot this year. Mm-hmm. So if that's one thing that Seattle has done well, it's they've gotten to the Blue Jays bullpen, and you've seen really in game one it was the success against the bullpen after Kevin Gausman came out, even though he takes the loss and gave up two of the runs, one was inherited. Last night, it's the bullpen between Little and Sir Anthony Dominguez that give up the game in the bottom of the eighth.
So now I need to talk about the inevitable Death Star that awaits either of these teams in Seattle and Toronto. A team that has lost one game in the entire postseason with the Los Angeles Dodgers punching their ticket, sweeping the Brewers. I was hoping the Brew Crew would make a series of this thing. They ultimately do not, and it ends on a exclamation point performance from Shohei Ohtani.
What do the kids say? The Dodgers are a wagon right now?
Yep. That is the term.
And the stat last night, watching the game, I think Brian Anderson talking about the broadcast is excellent. The Dodgers were 24-6 after nearly getting the no-hitter and then blowing the game in Baltimore. So now they're 25-6 since middle of September, really. Look, this is why you're the Dodgers and you spent all this money, not only on Shohei Ohtani, but you've got Mookie Betts there. And I think Mookie Betts put it the best. Ohtani is Michael Jordan, and the Dodgers are the Bulls in their heyday. I mean, this is really a team. Forget 10 strikeouts. Forget 3 home runs in one single game, something nobody's ever done in a postseason, in a game period. But you look at what the Dodgers have as a team. They can spend money. They go get Tyler Glass now this past offseason. Mm-hmm. They've invested Blake Snell. They've gone out and acquired. So I think the Dodgers, this is why you acquire this much talent. They're not going away. And if if you have a need, you know, the Dodgers, you go out and you make the move. They are the new Yankees in terms of they're not afraid to spend money. They're not afraid. I'll say this. One thing the Yankees did really well in their heyday, too, is they drafted really well so they could make trades and acquire known commodities. The Dodgers have a really good minor league system. They draft well so that they can make a trade. They can go out and send somebody out and acquire that big reliever at the deadline, or last year go out and get Jack Flaherty from the Tigers, make that trade that ultimately pays off in the World Series. So they draft well. They make true trades. They sign a lot of really good players. You know, getting Teoscar Hernandez, who has gone on to have a really nice couple of years with the Dodgers.
Our old friend Teoscar Hernandez.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somebody we know well here in Buffalo. But it's those role players. When Shohei Ohtani really wasn't performing all that well in the wild card and then the divisional round, but he was able to find it because everybody else, you go get Freddie Freeman, you have so many players there, you have so many stars that you can afford to have Ohtani be just okay, just good enough. and then, you know, put on a performance like he did last night.
Yeah, it's to the point where, like, also, you've lost one game, and it's definitely one that I'm going to be, like, interested to see what happens here if the Dodgers continue this dominance into the World Series, because I don't know how loud the conversation is about a salary cap in baseball, Pat,
it's extremely low. So here's the problem.
This will not help the cause if the Dodgers
not at
go
all.
5 or 4 games in the World Series.
Not everyone, but the majority of people in baseball know that next year is probably the last year without a salary cap. Mm-hmm. There's a similar situation that is going to happen, I hate to be a buzzkill, that we saw in the early 2000s of the NHL. The players are either going to have to accept a salary cap, or there will be labor strife in baseball. It'll be worse than what we saw in 2022. Don't forget, there was really no spring training. At least the spring training was different than it normally was.
That's
because
right.
There was a lockout. The owners locked the players out for the first part of spring training. Minor league baseball started before the majors that year. You're going to have next year overshadowed by the fact that there is a big labor uncertainty coming in baseball. And that's one of the reasons when you look this offseason, you may see a lot of multi-year contracts handed out because players are wanting to lock in now and deal with the fact that, you know, in the NHL, if you made, you know, $10 million at the time and a team had to get you under a salary, you know, there were the salaries were almost prorated a little bit.
Yep.
So you may have that come into play where a guy signs a big contract knowing that there's going to be some maneuvering that has to happen. So I do think that there's a big labor strife coming up, and unfortunately for baseball, hopefully it gets settled, but that is something to keep on the periphery coming up.
That's what we're going to need to see, and that's what we got you here for, Pat, is to give us that knowledge that we don't have, and especially on the diamond. I love being able to talk to you about this stuff. It makes me smarter when you talk ball with us here. We'll let you go for now, and we'll hear from you again soon enough here on this station as Sabres pregame will keep rolling around in a half-hour time, actually.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Malacaro there with us, not quite on the Wester hotline, on the Wester to my left here at KeyBank Center. Take a timeout. We'll come back. And we still have tradition to get to here. We're just moving it up. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next year. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly from KeyBank Center for a shortened Sports Talk Saturday for you here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Just because we're in a different location doesn't mean that we don't do our usual thing.
Traditions never die.
Traditions never die. And especially with the fact that we only have 1 hour, we just had to move it up. And that's exactly what we did here. The Booty Cheek of the Week here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you from KeyBank Center in the press box.
The ice box, you mean?
Which is now where we're going to turn this segment. I was originally going to have this for something else, but I'm going with you.
Okay.
Because you're not made for this.
No, I guess not. Listen, I'm a man who enjoys the frigid temperature. Snow blowing, one of my favorite pastimes. Getting cold, I love it.
Okay.
First, but also,
Evan, record that, because that is a sentence of somebody that, like, cannot be trusted.
I do like cold temperatures. I look forward to wintertime. Well, I know.
I like cold temperatures, too. I don't like snow blowing.
Oh, I volunteer for
it. Oh, my.
That's one of my favorite.
Right. Anyway.
It's therapeutic. You cut out a hole in the snow. It looks,
so, yeah, I'm correct. The looks, booty cheek of the week here is you.
So, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but.
The blood gets thicker as we're into normal colder temperatures. Right now, I'm still got a pretty thin flow going. You know what I mean? Because it's still pretty warm outside. So we haven't gotten down to freezing temperatures yet. I got to be honest. I think I'm cheekless this week. I don't have anything realistically that really irked me throughout the week. Everything that could have gone right. I mean, maybe, no, you know what? This isn't even it. It's Aaron Rodgers' offensive lineman who tackled him, right? I'm going to side with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
on this,
boy.
Okay?
That's.
I know that's a crazy thing to come out of my mouth. No one might have been expecting such thing to come out of my mouth.
Blasphemous. It's the cold. It's getting to him.
At the end of the day, you don't tackle your quarterback who's had an Achilles rupture repaired and he's 41 years old. Like, I get it. Celebration in the moment, you might not have realized what you were doing. You're not tackling Josh Allen, who's built like a linebacker. You're tackling a 41-year-old quarterback who could have gotten injured on that. Leonard Floyd didn't put too much pressure on him when the Achilles popped. That's all I'm saying. So I'm going to side with Aaron Rodgers this week.
I am going to go ahead and say what I said yesterday.
Okay.
When Zach Jones and I filled in for One Bills Live. If I do something cool athletically at the age of 41, you have full permission to tackle me.
You do?
Yes, I've given you full permission to tackle me.
I revoke that permission from anybody. You know, in the 20 years when I will be 41,
I hate you.
I will say no thank you to that. If I'm 20, actually it's less than 20 now. I'm 23. So 18 years.
Ooh.
But or 19, excuse me, maybe. No, 18.
Jerk.
In 18 years maybe I'll feel different about it. I don't know, but right now my ripe age, I'm not. Don't tackle me. Don't tackle me. If I'm still feeling good at 41, sure.
Sure. Look, my lower back's already busted, so at this point you can't really make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, and then that's just the end for me, and I'm okay with that. I guess that's the thing. I'm okay with my athletic end. Aaron Rodgers clearly is not. So
no, because he still might play next year. Who knows? He might not retire.
He might.
That's the only thing I can really point out, though. There was nothing that was too blasphemous to me throughout the week in the world of sports. It was a pretty quiet week, I would say.
I think it's also because of the fact that, you know, we're a little less vigilant because the Bills are on the bye week.
Yeah.
They kind of want to try to detox a little bit, especially with how things have gone for them.
And the Sabres last game, they won. They scored 8 points.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like there wasn't really much to hammer at all week.
Actually, you know what? The honorable mention or dishonorable mention here is Ottawa's jerseys from Wednesday. Those
I didn't
were
mind
not
them.
Good.
I didn't mind them up close. I understand what people are saying, though.
When I
watch the game or anybody up here, like if we were watching those down there, wouldn't have been able to see them. It's like the rivalry jerseys, the Bills.
Yeah.
On the TV, those were a travesty to try and understand who was who. The light hit those, the silver just turned white. The black numbers on these jerseys just blended in.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the names, too. You had no idea. So up close,
the jersey,
I thought they were cool.
Ready? That's the thing. I think it's the difference between jersey and uniform.
Yes.
That's
I like
where
the jersey,
I think it is.
But on the ice, I did not like it. So I agree with you on that. That could be an honorable mention.
That's our dishonorable mention there. And that's pretty much where we're at here. Pretty light week with it. And, but, you know, like, get ready.
I mean, Cleveland could be one for trading away Joe Flacco.
Pack a parka next time.
I will.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin also probably could have got one because man is all about living in his fears. But
don't blink. Mike Tomlin.
Oh, he blinks a lot. Mm-hmm. That's why he's trying to tell himself.
He just really punts. Punts and blinks, yeah. Mike Tomlin.
Man's never met a drive that he doesn't like to punt on.
That's going to be his tell-all title, Punts and Blinks.
Punts and
the
Blinks.
The Mike Tomlin story.
The Mike Tomlin story. All right. We'll take a timeout, come back here, and then get ourselves ready to hand things off to Brian Koziel for the Sabres pregame show. Sabres and Panthers, hopefully not going to be part of this segment next week.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. We'll come back, wrap things up here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday for our morning before the afternoon moves in and Brian Koziel gets the Sabres pregame show started here. By the way, I've been dunking on Joe about this him being cold thing.
Yeah.
And Brian, though, tells us the difference, though, of the seasoned vet versus the guy who's here for the first time in a for a Sabres game. Brian's got a heater.
Yes, and it's now up and running.
It is up and that's a lot of heat. I'm actually like gonna get uncomfortable if I'm here longer than 5 more minutes.
It's doing some work.
It is 17 consecutive seasons of my feet being cold up here in the press box, and I'm like, I am buying a floor space heater here.
Rotation going.
It's got the oscillating feature.
It's one of the colder buildings in the league for sure here, and I'm like, you know what? I just now that I'm old and soft, I'm cold. I'm like, I got to get a space heater here. So, Joe, what's your excuse? You're younger than me here.
I know.
Yeah, you got nothing, man.
I've got no excuse. No excuse.
Yeah, so it's one of the best moves I've ever made here. Yeah, plug it in, and now our little press box room here is nice and toasty.
Now you've got the heat for the hot takes, of which I'll get things. I'll tee it up a little bit here for you. Brian, obviously, the last time we saw the Sabres on the ice, one of the cooler games in recent memory, I would at least say. 8-4 shellacking of Ottawa. tons of fun. That second period was chaos. And then even more so, they start the third period, look like they're en route to give up said momentous lead that they created for themselves. Lindy Ruff takes a timeout. They stabilize immediately after, and it ends in the 8-4 score that we all saw happen there. But that game was kind of almost harkens back to the 2022-23 season, where they were entertaining and it was chaos and you didn't know what was going to happen next, but you had a great time.
I think that moment you just point out was a test for them here in the season, because had that unraveled and kept going the way it was there to start the third period, I mean, they, as you mentioned, they gave up two quick ones right away, and that lead, you know, you have a 3-goal lead, all of a sudden it's down to one instantly. And had Ottawa come back to win, that, I mean, we might have had a press conference the next day about something happening.
Yeah.
And instead, not to say that maybe it should or shouldn't happen, whatever was going to happen, but at least it put it on pause for a while. And I think the best thing that could have happened there is, okay, how do they react? Because they had blown leads. Last year, a credit, a positive of this team that we could talk about was that Lindy Ruff got them to start games well.
Yeah.
They were very good. Remember, they were one of the best teams in the NHL in first periods, in scoring first period goals. And it was always a problem of blowing leads and not finishing games strong. And there was definitely many blown leads last year where you sit there and say, geez, they just, how could they come out like that in the third period? Well, it was going down that road, and Lindy calls that timeout, and then they get two quick ones to get the 3-goal lead right back. So I thought that was a key moment for this team. The second period looked like what you had said, that energy from a couple of seasons ago where they were playing offensively like they were not going to be stopped. The buzz going to the net shift after shift, line after line coming out there saying, we want to get in on the scoring kind of mentality. And that was there. Now, they, I think, have played 2.5 good periods. I think they played that second period really well. I guess the majority of the third after Ottawa got off to that good start there that we were just talking about. And then I'd say a period against Colorado, they were very good. That, you know, they didn't have much to show for it, but in terms of scoring. But other than that, I still, in terms of, you asked me as we were walking in here to do this segment, like, you know, is that kind of where we're at? And I'm like, well, I still am trying to take the sum of the whole here. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot more periods and there's still a lot more shifts here where I sit here and say, this is not the team that's supposed to be what they're doing at this moment. And obviously you hope what they did on Wednesday night can carry over into today and going forward. But still overall, my vibe about this team is that they're still not in the right spot. They are getting some good news in the sense that they are getting healthier. Part of our pregame interviews, we're going to hear from Mattias Samuelsson, who's back. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is back skating, so maybe he'll be getting close. Michael Kesselring is skating on his own, not with the team yet, but he's starting to skate. So the end of the light of the tunnel for those three here are here with Samuelsson and close with the other two, so that's good. And Jordan Greenway is skating. So you may have some really good news upcoming. The Josh Norris cloud, unfortunately, is still there.
Unfortunately.
There's, you know, they went to get a second opinion. We really haven't gotten an update on that, but the initial reports were 8 weeks. So if you didn't have that Norris injury and he was still there at this moment, I probably would have a little better feeling about where they're at, even despite the fact that they overall, if I'm still going to put a blanket on the first four games, it hasn't been where it needs to be.
And we'll see what happens. It's a great game that you could have built on, and we will see in an hour's time if they can build on that. They'll take the ice for warm-ups relatively soon as well. You'll hear from, we'll have you here with Pat Malacaro and Paul Hamilton, as well as several player interviews ready to go off the rip, as you mentioned. So, for Joe Cali, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been a shortened edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Brian Colziel and the Sabres pregame show will be coming up for you next here. There's still time if you wanted to get down for a Saturday afternoon game. 1 o'clock face-off for the Sabres and Panthers at KeyBank Center. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.